Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
How about this question right here? What did you do in your life younger than most people? What did you experience and do in life that was probably younger than a lot of your friends?
Honestly, move around a lot.
Yep.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. Otherwise, man, I don't know. I mean, I saw a penthouse and knew I liked it at age 9.
That's pretty young.
I mean, look, a 15-year-old, he popped it open thinking that I'd be grossed out where my parents' front yard. I can tell you what this chick looks like to this day, man. Like, my world changed. Like, what is going on there, man?
Yep. I think the one thing I've got on my Social Security is I started working, being taxed at the age of 12. So when I look at my Social Security, and then after that I worked at a Boy Scout camp, and you were also taxed there as well. So I think it's strange to see from the ages of 12 to 18 – every single year, I had taxes and Social Security paid in to the system.
He was born in 18 and 47, he was.
Because I'm just like, I'm working, I'm being taxed at 12?
Yep.
It's one thing to be cutting grass or babysitting or, you know, raking leaves for someone or washing their car or one of those remedial jobs.
Well, imagine if they taxed you on it. Like, hey, man, I know I said I was going to pay you $10 an hour. I'm going to pay you $7.80 to cover the taxes.
I just remember this. Back in the day when I got paid, I would have to go to my mom's bank and tell them that I was their son and that she had a checking account and I would like to cash my check because I didn't have a bank account.
Right.
But they still paid you with a check.
Mm-hmm.
So but you could use your parents.
Yeah, your parents always deposited your money for
you. Well, they cashed mine because I wanted the cash, but because I did not have a savings account.
Of course.
I didn't have anything.
Well, kids don't have checking account. I mean, it's just...
No.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
That's
why they invented Venmo.
Because I remember
that's why some kid who's like 8 years old, like, I invented Venmo. Hey, Dad, hook me up with a quick $5.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's the one I think that's probably the most glaring out of everything.
You do anything early there, Mike? Usually you talk, I was a late bloomer on this or I was a late bloomer on that. Did you do anything? Like milk a cow even, for Christ's sake.
I mean, I made Eagle Scout at 16.
There you go. What's the average age for an
17? 17, like 17? Right at the border, yeah.
Yeah, right at
yeah, once 18. You turn 18, you're out. So there's a lot of 17 and, 11 months that make it.
Boy Scouts have the same kind of idea as Menudo. Like once you hit a certain age, man,
you're out.
You're out.
You're done. But I have one that I did that most Major League Baseball players... cannot say they've ever done.
Which is?
And I did it at T-ball. That was very early.
Unassisted triple play.
Unassisted triple play.
Being 4 years
that's
old.
That's the thing.
And T-ball. Where people
I was
don't
like
even
six.
Know, people don't even know
seven.
Where to run.
Yeah. Now, granted, the idiots did run into these outs, but I still had an unassisted.
Hey, it was unassisted. It was all you, Ted. Good work.
Do you remember doing this?
Yes.
Okay.
I can remember the participants, right? I caught the ball, stepped on third, and then my sister's friend, Tara Emery, was running from second base. She didn't stop. I tagged her.
Jesus. Unassisted.
Unassisted.
Did anyone say anything?
Well, the place erupted.
The place erupted.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've always been coachable, right?
Yeah.
But it's just smart enough as a kid to be like I caught it. Like, now granted, my brother's 7 years older. He's already playing baseball. And they were like, tag the base. I was like, tag the base.
Tag
her out. They're like, she's still running at you from second. It's like, all right. And I just ran at her and tagged her.
And the place erupted.
Freeze
Snow Cone's Vermeer.
Right. Dun, 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 dun. So every time I will bring this up in front of my family, right? And some of my cousins played college ball. Like, yeah. They were much more established athletes than I ever was. And I'll be like, well, I'm the only one with unassisted triple play. And then you'll hear a voice from the back. My brother will be like, you ran to third base your first at bat.
Every time.
The Desert News reports on the latest news out of South Ogden, Utah.
Someone has to.
With one succinct sentence.
South Ogden, Utah.
Mm-hmm. A 7-year-old took a car for a joyride, everyone. Police there say they received a call on Sunday morning about a vehicle not staying in its lane. And when they finally tracked the car down, they found the young boy behind the wheel, along with another child. KUTV reports the second child who made the 10-mile drive with him from their home in Davis County was his 5-year-old sister. It seems Big Brother had convinced her they needed to go to McDonald's.
That took a lot of convincing.
Cops say they weren't able to pull the boy over at first. They just said he wouldn't stop. But because they were concerned about his driving ability, they opted not to chase him. So the vehicle with the children still inside was found about 3 miles from where police initially spotted it after it hit a park strip and was forced to stop. This is a really high traffic area for a little kid to be driving, according to the owner of a barbershop near where the children were finally found. Thankfully, no one was injured, though the car the kids were in sustained some minor damage. Due to the driver's age, no charges are being pursued. The identity's obviously not being released. The sibling's mom, by the way, says that although she was baffled, confused, and panicked by the incident, she's glad that her kids are safe.
Well, yeah.
A 7-year-old took a car for a ride for 10 miles to go to McDonald's.
Damn.
That's kind of impressive.
That's super impressive. Just terrifying. Random, very impressive. Random, all right. Convinced this kid that she's five. You know what he said? He says, you want McDonald's? Yeah. All right. It's a go.
Sorry. Did they get to McDonald's?
I don't believe they made it that far.
All right.
I'm just surprised they
knew where to go. It doesn't have a happy ending.
I'm actually surprised that they knew where to go, just from an orienteering standpoint. You know, like which road to get on, which direction to go.
And he's driving.
I just feel like if I was working at that McDonald's.
Yeah.
And those kids show up.
At the drive-thru.
Yeah, like I would be like, hey, my bad, kids. You're going to have to pull over and wait for your number.
Do you think they were smart enough to have money on them?
That's what I'm wondering.
He drove damn near 10 miles.
Because when you're 7 years old, you're not the ones doing, you don't do those transactions. So that's do you even true. Know they exist?
But 7-year-olds right. are smart enough, if somebody gave them $20 for their birthday a year ago,
yeah, you're
they'll
right.
still have that same 20 and be like, I have $20.
And I got the car keys.
I'm just imagining the shock. Again, I'm working on that drive-thru. Just like, oh.
You didn't hear it in my voice?
No.
I say they're walking in. They're parking and walking in.
No, I think homeboy goes straight to the drive-thru, not giving it a thought, places his order, you know, drives up to the window, and there's
I think he's smart enough to realize he's going to get busted if he does that.
You think?
Yes, he's got to be.
I don't think he thought that through.
Yes, he did.
I don't know if he's deceptive. I think he's just like, I saw what mom does, start the car. I can do this. Prove that he could.
Also, in second grade.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is the issue with only having automatic vehicles.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, how old is Terrence kid? 5, 6 years old?
Five? He so might 2 years, six.
So maybe 1 year old. Is he tall enough to reach gas pedal?
No.
He's not.
Got to teach him. See, put phone books on his feet.
That was what I was thinking about. The most impressive thing with this kid is he was able to see over the steering wheel.
Oh, he tall.
And also able to use the gas and brakes.
Yeah.
Because to me, it just seems like, you know, that the height challenge is the sure. hardest part.
That's probably why the cops were a little alarmed. Random. Have you seen a few people that drive around like that, though? There are some very old women in some cars sometimes. And I'll just watch them drive by, and I cannot believe that they can legally be on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's like a little kid with a wig on barely peeping through the steering wheel. They look like a Pixar character. My God. Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jacob, welcome to the program. And a random question. Let's go with this one. What would you say is the best or worst gift that you've ever either received or given?
The best gift I received was, I believe, either this birthday or my last birthday, my beautiful girlfriend brought me to, Astoria, Oregon, where the Goonies was filmed, and we just did the whole coast. We went to the beaches. We had some food. To me, that was just a great little escape. My worst birthday gift ever I was a kid, and my parents, because I was lactose intolerant, but I didn't know it. We always just thought I was a gassy guy. So they got me these placebo pills, these sugar pills. I didn't know they were sugar pills, and they gave them to me. They're like, here, it'll help. And I would just pop them all the time, thinking they worked. They didn't. Sugar pills.
And that was a gift.
That was a gift from my parents. Yeah,
you know, man, I like the Astoria thing. I'd almost rather have sometimes experiences.
Sure, man.
Just something that, you know, I probably don't need.
Don't want that mouth hug.
Reason. Well, yeah, that would be great, too. That's why you get a hotel.
In Astoria.
Best or worst gift? Gwyneth Paltrow. We know Gwyneth. Oh, yeah. Goop has released, just in time for Mother's Day, a gift guide.
Oh,
and
boy.
The options run from, obviously, some affordable things to ridiculous. There's a $25 journal. Also a $17,000 necklace. And since we're talking Goop here, of course, there's going to be a lot of sex toys on the list for mom, which is a little bit strange. But Gwyneth truly believes that your mom should pleasure herself this year for
here
Mother's
go,
Day.
Mom.
Thank you, Gwyneth, for putting that out there in the
Nobody's
universe.
Nobody's giving that to their mom.
With the
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The womanizer, I got you a vibrator, Mom.
The womanizer enhanced. Why not? It's a perfect gift for any mom. You can proudly hand this thing to your mom on Mother's Day for the low, low price of $159 plus shipping and I guess handling, so to speak.
Handling.
I got you a Kraken tentacle.
This is honest to God on her thing. Like, oh, aww. Must for every mom. You got to give her the womanizer enhanced.
Again, who's going to get that for their mother? Nobody wants to think about their parents doing
that. I'm going to buy it for someone else's mother.
You going to get the flashlight for your dad next?
It's a toolkit.
Don't female friends just share this information with each other?
Right.
Like, you got to try.
I mean, I guess maybe a daughter would get it from her mom. I would never buy my mom a sex toy. I would have bought my dad a flashlight. Stay, keep yourself busy.
There you go, old man.
Yeah,
here's the magazine.
The problem is he would have kept it clean.
Yeah,
you know, just
he gets so wound up. Like, take a little time off there, fella. Ease up.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.